Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, but apparently what? I don't. I'll put it in after this, but I think he said something about aimed at UQ. He's like, how do you like Matt Ryan's arm now?
You're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast, 200th episode. Congratulations, fellas. Maybe now you can finally pay me. With Rock, Hoop, Q, Aries Falcon, and keeping it sexy, LG.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to part two of our two-part of the 200th episode of the What's Up Falcons podcast. Take a listen. It's going to be fun.
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's your boy, Aries, and I just want to say to Q, how does Matt Ryan's arm look now? Because he is not the spaghetti arm you thought he was. So, yeah.
Oh, that was
Another thing. Yeah, I didn't like it then, though.
Let me see. Where was it?
So that was before the big hit episode, Big Chuck?
No, that was after. Because, Aries, you weren't on when we did Chuck Smith.
No, I didn't join until, like, way later.
Yeah. You joined, I think.
But you were a supporter. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He that's the first time he called in and left us a voicemail and stuff. And then after that, you know, we invited him on, and he's been here ever since. Man, I think that was the Super Bowl year. I think that was.
No, he was here before, way before then.
It was either 2015 or 2016. I can't remember, but it was back. It was, I think we had been on for a while. Well, I told you the episode, so it was episode 49. So whenever that was, but yeah, man. So that's that trivia question, and you're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast. Oh, Q. Do you remember when you, speaking of voicemails, do you remember voicemail that you got on this show?
Vic Beasley's dad?
The ghost of Vic Beasley's dad?
Yeah, I remember. How could I forget?
That was a classic, man. Let me put it in.
Hey, thanks for welcoming me to the show. You all right? This is Vic Beasley Sr., and I had to call in because, you know, when you call us, Keith popping off about you know, my son. My son played a hell of a game on Sunday. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why he went to Clemson instead of Georgia, because, you know, Falcons fans is funny. You know, they got to understand something. We're trying to build something here. And Vic is getting better every week. So all I can say to Keith is, you know, I don't even know if you played high school football. You probably never played even Little League. My son was a first round draft pick. And he's going to be an all pro before this thing's said and done. So just keep on quiet. Okay? That's all I got to say.
That was Papa Beasley giving you the what for.
Who is that, bro? who is that? Go with the count the bag. It's a 200 episode.
No, that was a good friend of mine, man. He's a doctor. He's a doctor, Dr. Byron Gadsden. He's a chiropractor.
Sounds convincing, man. That was good.
Yeah. He was good.
Oh, man. That was funny.
That was cold.
And Q, you've had a lot of moments on this show, man. You know what I'm saying?
He's a wild card, man.
Unfortunately, I open myself up for a lot of stuff.
And I remember an episode where you had to eat crow. Well, here, let me pop that up here. Do you remember that episode, Q? Well, you said something. You made a bet, and so you had to eat crow. And I think we made a song out of it.
No, I didn't make a song out of it.
I know, I did.
You did.
Yeah, I did. Let me see if I can play it for the people. Let me see. Share screen. And all right. Well, y'all keep talking about something while I try to find this.
I'm waiting on somebody else to take some heat.
The Carolina Panthers will beat the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday. Mark my words. Mark my words. Mark my words. Mark my words. You realize Norman's going to be on Julio Jones' ass all day. He's a dumbass. He's a dumbass. The poll should have been, how many times is Cam Newton going to dab on us? I told you, we don't want anybody with the name Vic on this team. I told you, we don't want anybody with the name Vic on this team. He's a dumbass. He's a dumbass. I told you, we don't want anybody with the name Vic on this team. Yeah, and we're not going to beat the Panthers. Just want to make sure that's clear. Just want to make sure that's
clear. Okay, thank you.
Just want to make sure that's clear.
Hold on, it's almost over.
Carolina Panthers will beat me. Atlanta Falcons this Sunday. Mark my words. Mark my words. Mark my words. Mark my words.
You don't remember that, Q?
Bro, that...
Oh, yeah, I remember that, man. It was on iTunes. It shot up to 1,000,001 on the Billboard spot.
I wish.
So
what happened that game? Do y'all remember the game? Was it one of those close games?
Yeah, you know, the Falcons won. I remember that shit.
I don't know. I can't remember that game, the particulars, but I know Q was pretty adamant that we were going to lose. And I think we all were like...
That was the game that Julio Jones went for 300 yards and Matt Ryan passed for 500.
Ah.
Jesus.
How the hell do you know that?
That's pretty good, man. Because I sure as hell couldn't remember that. Speaking of which, I'm having my beverage, so drink them up. Y'all got them, drink them up. I'm drinking out my Prince glass. You see my Prince glass I got for Christmas?
Oh, that's cool.
It's engraved too, man.
Very nice.
Only special folks can drink out of this, so I'm just saying.
And by special, he means slow adults.
But yeah, man, and so we've had a lot of fun, man. And I want to thank everybody for definitely listening to our show, following us, man, hanging out with us, laughing with us, and all that stuff. And it's been, you know, a great, great 7 years. You know what I mean?
Getting pissed off by us.
Getting pissed off by us. You know, all the you know, the great moments. And Q, we're still on you, man. We all still remember all your characters. Oh, hold on. I think we have another guest in the house, man. I think we have
who is it?
Some people that we were just talking about. It's Maurice and Angela.
Congratulations.
What's
congratulations.
Up?
Congratulations. Way to go.
Thanks, 200. Y'all. 200. Can you believe
right.
that, man?
It's all right.
Oh, man. Can y'all believe that, man? We've been doing this for 7 years.
Oh,
they're
man.
Like never
that's,
saw that.
That's
coming.
Amazing. That's amazing. And I don't think we've been 7 years, but we've been 6 years.
Yeah.
So we've been up in there. Yeah, I was looking at some of the old texts, and man, y'all had a great show. We have fun listening to you, and it's just been a pleasure just to be able to interact with all of you professionals.
You're too kind. You're too kind.
Very kind.
Exactly. Man, how y'all doing up there, man? I mean, you know, we know about your team. You know, we're all in hot water these days in NFC South.
Yeah. We're doing fine. Things are going well. You know, I guess, you know, football season basically is over except for the Super Bowl. So we're big race fans, so we'll look forward to, you know, race season.
Nice.
And, but, you know, I want to say congratulations to you guys for, you know, being over us in the position that you were, you know, and, you know, we were in the basement. We were in the basement this year, so. You know, it is what it is. But you know, overall, I was looking up. I think we got you 20-33. So, you know, it's been a good battle. Wow. It's been a good battle.
It has, man. It definitely has. But, man, we really appreciate y'all listening and hanging in with us for so long, man. You know, it means a lot. We always talk about y'all, right, fellas?
Right.
We do.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate that. And, you know, we know it's not easy, you know, doing what you do, you know, and it makes it a lot easier when the team, you know, wins.
Yeah.
And, you know, I pull for you fellas, you know, my wife, she's a diehard Panther fan, but,
right.
You know, I'm like 50-50.
He's not.
that's why I thought I'd like you better, Maurice.
You know, 'cause William.
Whenever you play the Cowgirls, we up in there on that. But no, like I said, it's a good rivalry. And I think you fellas, y'all might do some damage in the 22-23 season. I mean, everybody else has done fell off. So,
yeah.
Hey, look like the Dirty Birds might be in there.
We hope, man.
Not if Aaron Rodgers goes to Tampa.
Hopefully he returns.
I don't know if that'll happen.
Right.
I don't know if that'll happen. But yeah, go ahead.
You relax.
Question for all right, Angela, is it, am I pronouncing your name right? Is it Angela? Okay. I thought it was like Angelia.
Rock, don't mess that name up, Rock.
I'm pretty bad at messing names up.
Rock, mess that name up. Names.
I'm
sorry, I didn't hear the question.
No, we were talking about, what did we say? We were just talking about your name and.
Well, I tell you what, when my husband first told me about your show, then my husband can run up on some weird stuff, okay? So I didn't know what
I was getting ready
to start listening to.
Right.
But I have to commend him and you guys because, you know, he made a good choice this time.
So thank you.
Two thumbs up.
Thank you.
Now, we're definitely a little wacky.
Yeah, we're wacky. Which y'all?
Oh well, if you're in the media, sometimes you know you have to be, you know. And I've got a background in radio, so sometimes you have to be out there a little
good.
Different. But
good,
you know,
good,
all
yeah.
of you fellas, man, y'all do a marvelous job, and you know, Aries,
you need to come on for a full show one day.
We love that. You know,
we'll do one when we play you guys this season. Yeah. Definitely.
We'll try to sock it up and see what we can do on that. You know, because like I said, y'all gonna have a tough team this year. I mean, everything should be gelling for you where everybody else has got to put those pieces together. You know, the Dirty Bird, they're ready to rock and roll, baby.
So almost. If you see them in an Atlanta shirt, don't be surprised.
Oh. Maurice, you got to send us that, or Angela, you got to send us that if he does that, because we're going to put it on our Twitter site.
The heel turn.
Exactly.
But no, I mean, once again, congratulations. I know it's not been easy. And, you know, it just proves you know, that hard work does pay off. Yeah. You know, and I just want you to remember us little people, you know, whenever you're accepting awards and then, you know, you move into television and, you know, you get all of those big endorsements and all of that big money. Just remember the little people. Remember where you came from.
We can never forget you guys, man. Never.
And we have faith for podcasts.
Exactly. Well, no, we this season we're gonna try
for yourself.
We're going to try to do YouTube, so...
You got to face radio.
But we're going to try to do YouTube videos, too. So hopefully, if I can get the fellas to put their cameras on, we're going to try this year to do some YouTube stuff, more YouTube stuff. Oh, there's Hoop. There he is.
Hey, all right. It's all good.
Well, Maurice, man, we want to thank y'all, man. Thanks for popping in, man. I really appreciate it.
All right. We really enjoyed it. And once again, congratulations. All right. As a matter of fact, hey, where are your cups?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Cheers. There's Hoop in the house. It's partying up here. We're partying. We're drinking.
Right. Y'all be blessed. All right.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Right. We'll talk to y'all soon.
All right. Thanks.
Later. Oh, that was fun. That was fun.
That was good right there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Toss it up. Toss it up, Hoop. One more time. Oh, your mic's muted, Hoop.
So, that was a quick trip. But.
Oh, I know you probably got a little something sipped in there. I know. I'm sorry. Go. All right, man. Yeah, that was cool to see them, man. That was real cool, man. All right.
Very cool.
Oh, by the way, y'all, I did a special edition 200th anniversary special shirt. Let me know what y'all think. Got y'all's faces on it and the logo.
Double X, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I take a 3X.
So I got it. And on this Honor Rock 200 show, we got to give one away, man, to a listener. So y'all got to help me come up with something that, you know, maybe a trivia question that someone would have to listen to the show could figure out, and then we'll send them a shirt. What do y'all think about that?
Sounds good.
That sounds good.
I'm trying to think of which. Let's see. What can it be? Have? Let's see. I don't know. We'll keep thinking before we jump off. And all right, here's a trivia question.
Trivia question number 4.
How many times did Negro Domus get it wrong in a season and named a season?
Only once, and it was probably Super Bowl season.
Wow, you nailed it. You nailed it.
Are you serious?
I know Negro Domus personally.
Yeah. You actually got that right?
Yeah, he got that right. Wow.
Who? Why wouldn't I?
I mean, y'all are like two separate people, so you know.
It's true, but we think on the same way path.
Yeah, one's wrong, and that one's hella wrong.
Wrong and hella wrong. All right, man. Cool. Hey, all right.
How many times was Aries wrong this season?
I don't know.
At least twice. Braves and Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is right. I totally forgot about that.
And if he's taking the Rams to the Super Bowl, he might be wrong again.
All right. Wait. So you're saying the Bengals going to win it?
They just looking good.
Well, in your words, I think they set it up so they could play at home, so they could be playing in their own house for a Super Bowl. Except they are going to get it wrong where Tampa Bay got it right. But we're still waiting to figure out who the hell they is.
Oh, Lord. Anyway. All right, let's play another voicemail, y'all.
What's going on? What's up, Falcons Podcast, man? This is Toby and JR, man.
What's going on, guys? See y'all reaching that 200th episode, man. That's really cool. That's really slick.
Congratulations, man. And y'all keep doing what you're doing.
That's right. Keep up the good work. We over here, pound for pound. We supporting y'all 100%.
Right on.
Is Algie on pound for pound?
Hmm?
You saying you sound like algae?
You sound like algae.
How'd you been?
Oh man, no, you know, Toby and JR, man, they were cool. They're doing their things, man. Y'all should check them out. Some of their videos on YouTube, man. They are definitely doing the groundwork, man. Doing their thing, and we appreciate the shout out, fellas. Definitely, definitely.
Oh yeah.
All right, what else I got here, man? What else I got? We celebrating, y'all. Come on now, somebody, y'all. I'm out, the only one drinking.
Give me some more stuff. I'm having fun.
Hey, y'all heard what happened with the coach to the Miami Dolphins, right?
You mean the one that's suing?
Yeah, the one that's suing.
And
how Bill Belichick sent him a text message that was meant for somebody else.
Yeah, I heard that.
Wrong Brian.
Yeah.
Right. But he congratulated him on a job that the guy didn't even interview for yet.
Wow.
Good old boy network, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they.
There's they.
They.
Right before. Man. Yeah. Ray, right before I came on, man, I saw Roger Goodell doing the press conference talking about they have been slacking on hiring black coaches. You're like, well, we know that. And, man, you know, it's nothing he can do. It's not his fault. It's the owners, man. That's that good old boy stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, watch out. I guess Leftwich ain't going to get that job. Not so soon.
Maybe, he walked
away from it.
NFL.
Oh, he walked away from it?
He didn't want to work with, there was, I don't know if it's a general manager or the offensive coordinator they were keeping around.
The offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he told them he didn't want to work with that person.
Okay. Well, they're in some hot water, man, so all lights are on, their spotlights on the NFL, so you know it's a. In the words of the the Harvey Weinstein chicks, "Time's up, time's up, time's up, time's up." Time's up. Oh man! But all right, man. So where are we? Where are we? Where are we? Let's do. All right, we did. Did we do a favorite Q character? What's y'all favorite Q character? Did we mention them all?
All of them.
All of them? Aries, what's yours? If you have one.
None of them?
None
of them.
All right. What about you, Hoop?
I'm Michael Jackson. Some of those episodes were straight nasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. I like I said, I've said before, OJ had some good, that was well thought material. I like the material for OJ.
Yeah. Now, you know my all time favorite was, man, it's Caitlin.
Yeah, Caitlin was good too. Caitlin made everybody nervous.
I know. Like, oh. She made everybody fucking nervous. And poor Sammy. Poor Sammy. She was hard on Sammy.
Was she?
yeah. She was trying to hook up with Sammy. But speaking of which, let's do another trivia question.
Trivia question number 5.
All right, Q. Which of Q's character is the creepiest?
Michael.
Which one of your character is the creepiest?
Oh, Michael.
That is right, MJ.
Some of those things he spoke about were not meant to be heard.
Wow, I thought it was going to be a toss-up between Caitlin and MJ, but y'all just right off the bat's like, MJ.
Caitlin was only creepy for Sammy. She made him very uncomfortable one night.
She also made, you remember that guy, we had Todd, what's his name? Todd Court
Alcoholics?
No, he was from another radio show, a local radio show. And he came on like right before the Super Bowl. And he was talking real fast, got a deep voice.
He was the one that voice. Said Michael peaked in the 80s, and I said, I think Michael peaked in you.
Man.
I don't remember that, but I'm pretty sure that's true.
I remember something.
Oh, man. But yeah, so y'all got that one off right off the bat, man. All right. And what about our weirdest guest? Who, you don't like this guy at all.
Oh, that New Orleans billboard.
Aries.
Hey, man, come on. that New Orleans guy, he was very arrogant.
Yeah.
Came to a Falcons podcast thinking we're going to bow down to him because he had some money. Man, fuck him.
Hoof did not like that dude. He did invite us, though. He said we come down there.
Man, he was full of crap. And every time I tried to pick apart his story, he would switch up the story and move on. I was like, man, this dude won't let me talk at all. Yeah, I remember him.
I think we had him on twice. We called him by accident. Went to him.
After his dealership got robbed.
But
he probably wasn't happy about that. The next day after his dealership got robbed, we accidentally called him.
Oh, man. No, I thought it happened the first time we had him when his dealership got robbed. I thought, you knows.
No, it was later on. It was later on. His dealership got robbed.
All right. Oh, here's a good trivia question. I mean, Hoop may have jumped off, but here goes one more. Oh, there he is. Hoop is back. Just in time, Hoop. We got another trivia question.
All right.
Trivia question number 6.
How did Al G get his nickname, Keeping It Sexy?
Q?
Even I don't remember that one. I don't think so.
No. Yeah. Anybody else?
I thought you were kind of...
I guess that I said that because it sounds like some silliness I would say, but I don't remember.
Yeah, Q didn't say it off the top, though. But he definitely elaborated on it when he heard it. Now, the answer is Al did. That was his first comment ever on the show. Because remember, I introduced him.
Keeping it sexy.
Yeah. Said, Al G, what's going on, man? He's like, you know what I'm saying? Keeping it sexy as always. And then Q just ran with it. Talking about the man's pajamas. And
I remember all that.
And so that's how it is. Yep, man, that's how we came up with Keeping It Sexy. Al G, man,
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
And it was cool having him back on for a brief minute. He was here.
I wouldn't even say a minute. It was like 20 seconds.
I know, right?
No, he was on before you jumped on, before we started the call.
Yeah. He was on
too early, I guess.
Yeah. Well, he told me that he can only do 30 minutes, so you know, the wife came a knocking. He said he went to go. He's supposed to be getting a drink for it, and he's been gone this entire time.
It's like back in the day when you tell your wife I'm gonna go get some cigarettes, and then you just never come back home.
Mm-hmm.
before the internet can find you.
Yeah, he was doing that recollection, huh?
Yeah. But fellas, man, it's been a wild ride, man. Let me ask each one of y'all, man. Just, you know, how are you guys feel about 200 episodes and what we've done so far? What about you, Q?
I think we haven't really even tapped the surface yet, man. I think we can definitely hit that 300 or 400 mark, and I think we can get better and better.
Yeah,
it's just hard with everybody's busy schedules, you know. But
right.
But still more work to be done.
Indeed. What about you, Hoop? You feel about it? 200, man, and all the
200.
That's a lot.
Like I said, man, it's a lot has changed. I mean, I get too sentimental. I remember recording a couple of shows. I'd be in a like hospital parking lot. My mom was sick.
Yeah,
I remember, you know, it's something like to kind of keep your like mind off stuff. So you know, exactly. It's like a getaway.
Right.
You know, trying to break away from what's going on in the world, even during the pandemic.
Right.
I think that's when we talked to John Michaels. Cause I remember, you know, it was kind of just during that time. It was just like, ugh, I don't know what's going on, but you know, that was kind of cool to get away and just talk some stuff, man.
Yeah, man. What about you, Aries?
Nobody was more freaked out during the pandemic than me.
I mean, it's been, you know, what I'm saying, a wild ride, man. I've enjoyed every episode I've been on, and I appreciate y'all for even having me. So. You know,
I was just gonna come here for the ride. You know what I mean?
We appreciate that, man. Definitely, Aries. And it's been fun, man, having you. You definitely have brought a different element to this show. Definitely. And
that's the same Aries thing you told Sammy too. I just come here.
Aries shows up, man. He's on a time difference and he's like consistent, man.
I would give Aries that. He's definitely consistent. And like Hoop said, he's like 3 hours behind us, or and he's always consistent, yeah. Man. Aries, we definitely appreciate you, man. Your dedication and jumping on, and you know, and talking, you know, dealing with us, talking stuff about the team, because we know how diehard you are and how serious you take it, man. So you know, I like that dynamic here too. So we appreciate everything you've done, brother, for real.
Rock, I have to say you have. Rock, you have changed from episode one. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Every week, Falcons gonna win. All positive. Falcons gonna win. This year, boy, there was a couple weeks I was more optimistic than you were. I'm like, man, what the hell is Rock, man?
I got tired, man. I'm like, come on, man. You just only take some. You gotta, you know. Sometimes I'm just like, I've tried every which way, thinking that this team's gonna, you know, they're gonna turn around. We're gonna get right back. That window's still open. But those last few Dan Quinn years kind of like jaded me, man. But I still, you know, I'm still with the team, ride or die with the team and all that. But as far as me always being, you know, we're gonna win every game. Yeah, that ain't real. not with this particular lineup, man. But back, you know, remember when we had the Pretty Tony was here and shit. We had Turner
started, right?
Yep. And even Trufant, man, you know how hard we dogged him.
Oh, is that a question? Oh, I got to get off in a few minutes. We need to talk about this.
Go for it, man. Let's talk about Trufant, man.
Trufant, you know, here's my first thoughts about him. You know, you get all these pro player ratings, number one, number two rated cornerback. Yeah. Every damn Sunday, this dude is getting roasted. I'm like, what are y'all rating this stuff on, man? He is not as good as his brother, even though he was a high
draft. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you like this. Compared to his brother, he was better than his brother was.
Athlete-wise, yes. Okay, I'll give you that.
As a DB, his brother was trash. But, I mean, let's just be honest. Both of them, they were trash.
Okay, I can agree with that.
So he learned from them, but he changed the way he played the game. So to a certain point, he was the best corner out of all three of them. But as the years went on, he just started to slide.
Right. He did. And that, and especially after that injury, that shoulder, was it a shoulder injury that he had?
Yeah. Year three or year four was his best.
Mm-hmm.
He was at his
best.
But you know, yeah, that yeah, you know, and I think that AJ Terrell is definitely our better corner since Trufant, without a shadow of doubt. Shadow of a doubt.
Hell yeah!
And he's only getting better.
Baller.
I still miss D'Angelo Hall.
All that mouth.
I watch him in the morning too. He's on the show in the morning. His whole career here in Atlanta.
Oh, that was another question I have for y'all. Oh yeah, who's the most trash talk player that we've talked about on this show? We trashed the most on this show.
Either Keith Brooking or Troy Bierman.
Isaiah Oliver. Tack, man.
I remember Chuck Smith.
Isaiah Oliver.
Tack. Isaiah Oliver. I'm going with
we dogged out Croy and Keith.
Yeah, mainly Croy. We really rate
mainly Croy.
Yeah. Croy with this 5 sacks a year.
Yeah,
no, that was his high.
I think this podcast was responsible for running him off the league. He what?
He had blocked me on Twitter.
Oh really, Croy did?
Yeah.
You didn't tell us this, man. What happened?
I tweeted him after he came back from his surgery, mm-hmm. trying to give him some encouragement, but I guess he took it wrong and saw it as an insult. So he snapped back and blocked me.
How could he? Well, what did you say?
I haven't saved somewhere. I gotta look for it.
You were slapping. What did you say? For a broke ass motherfucker, you know, hope you get back. for a washed up.
Hope you get six sacks this year.
Yeah.
The best thing about your game is your wife.
Oh, wow. Speaking of his wife, there's been somebody on this podcast that has seen her up and close and personal.
Oh, she's
the craziest hell.
Call her Barbie.
Yeah. Right, Q? Yeah.
Looking crazy as hell at Perimeter Mall.
Yeah, I still have that picture somewhere, Q.
Oh, you took a pic?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got to find that tweet. I posted it on my Facebook, and everybody was like, "Damn, that's fucked up."
I think that was way before we met you, Aries.
Yeah, that was way back. It was right after he got back from his surgery.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Corey Beerman sucked, man. Suck. Yeah, I got to give mine.
He stuck around for a while, though.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
Stuck around for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he was the best we had.
Yeah, at the time. I mean, that shows how bad we were.
No, remember we had John Abraham at the time, though.
Oh, I forgot John was on that same team with Corey. But as soon as John left, he was exposed, just like Vic Beasley.
That's when he was got exposed. Exactly.
Yep.
Oh, man. Now, y'all make me think we should slander
Jamal Anderson. All that other shit.
Yep.
Oh, we forgot about Jamal Anderson, the dirty bird skipping coke off the toilet.
Ludicrous-looking mother.
Oh, I forgot we did. Yeah, we trashed him too, man. Dang. We did a lot of trashing on this show. A lot.
Who was the other DN that we got from
constructive criticism?
Taking those pictures with his shirt off. Was it? Is it Edward? Edwards? Who was that? DN. Shoot. He had like a good something. Year before he got to Atlanta.
I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Going back. Yeah, you're going back, but I can't remember his name or anything really, but I remember that scenario.
Right.
He was kind of like a weird guy, I remember.
You're not talking about...
We had a lot of weird people.
Yeah, you're not talking about... what's his name? Duke Riley, are you?
No.
Something to do with the blonde hair?
No. Yeah, with the nasty-ass rat tail.
That was a waste.
Remember we had...
Second-round pick.
Oh, yeah. Remember we had who, Q?
Then we have...
I know who we had.
I remember we had a defensive end that maybe had like an injury to his hand or something.
I don't know, but I know we had
the boy from Africa. I remember we had the boy from Africa.
What was his name? What was his name?
Who was the boy from Africa?
I remember you seeing that.
Played defensive end for us for a while.
He was
a defensive Notre Dame, right?
What was his name?
I don't know. Really, did we get him from the Giants? I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember him. See?
We had a couple of defensive ends that came in. We thought we were going to be on point, but nothing ever popped off.
Yeah.
I'm going to find this dude from Minnesota. Hold on.
Why are you doing that, man? I'm going to pump up some pictures of some of our posts I've put out throughout the years on Twitter promoting our show. Aries, you remember this one?
I don't have my phone. Let me grab my phone.
Wow.
It's the latest Falcons news with guest the OG from Compton, Aries Falcon. Even though he's not from Compton.
Yay.
Nah. Man, wild out that thing.
We know. We were just messing with you, man. You see it, Q? Q must be doing something else. I don't know.
I see it now.
Yeah, that was outside the bar just for the Frisco game.
Oh, okay. I think that might have been the first time you were on the show.
Yeah. Wow, that's an old picture.
You and Caitlin there. See the picture. And we also have what?
Dude, name is Ray Edwards.
Ray Edwards, yeah. I didn't know we had Ray Edwards play with us.
Man, yeah,
not the woman beater. The woman beater?
No, oh, no, okay. That's Ray Lewis. Ray,
no, Ray Lewis was the murderer.
No, but something
Buckhead murder
with Ray Edwards though.
Ray, wasn't Ray Edwards the one punching his wife in the elevator?
No, that wasn't Ray Edwards. That was
Rice. Ray Rice. Right. Well, here's a shot to that.
All them damn Rays are always in trouble.
I know. Damn Rays and Vicks, I tell you.
But that's the thing, though. That's the thing about how much times have changed.
Yeah.
Ray Rice never got back into the league, right? But, you know, like Kareem Hunt got back into the league. That one dude that hit somebody while he was drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody, like a pedestrian or something, got back into the league. Michael Vick got back into the league.
Leonard Lindell killed somebody.
Oh.
Still played.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of fucked up players who can't handle their shit off the field. Oh, was it Alvin Kamara?
Yeah. Yeah, he got into a fight over the weekend.
Yo, he's facing 3 to 5.
And this was right after the Pro Bowl. Can't take him to Vegas, man.
They let him play in the Pro Bowl before they locked him up.
Oh, it happened before the Pro Bowl?
No, it happened after the Pro Bowl.
Oh, okay.
It happened that night after the Pro Bowl.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's what I thought.
You said it happened before the Pro Bowl.
No, it was after. That night.
I heard conflicting info.
Yeah.
At first, you. I thought it was before. Then, but no, I thought it was after the night after the game. And then I heard it happened before, and they just picked him up after the game. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, Vegas boy. Don't do it.
Hey, if you can't act right. Raiders, man.
Yep.
Damn Raiders.
And hold on, fellas. Let me play another we got another voicemail too. Let me play that for us. So we can check that out. I think we had two more, I believe.
Okay, it says he was a suspect before the Pro Bowl. They picked him up.
Oh.
Let me see.
And while you're doing that,
he was a suspect in the case and would wait until after the game for the interview.
Oh. Well, it looks like things are a little crazy down there in New Orleans, though. You know, they got problems.
They about to cut his ass, bro.
I just sent you what I saw on TMZ, but it looks like, according to TMZ, he had got busted.
Oh, I see it.
The night before.
Oh, okay. Before felony battery arrest. Okay. All right, here, I'll play another.
Usually right.
Let me play another. We got two more. I'll play two more of our voicemails. Here's one from Rise Up Rundown. God damn it, I gotta run the page again. Let's try that again.
I got 8% battery left.
What's up? What's up, Falcons Podcast? Okay. It is Rez with Rundown. I wanted to say congratulations on the 200th episode. You all deserved it. And if you all are new here, you all will have a blast on this podcast. They're all true to what they say. They know their stuff. They're fun to listen to, and they're all funny. And I've had the privilege to be with these guys more than once, so that should tell you how much fun you're going to have on this podcast. Hope you all enjoy it. Congratulations and rise up.
Thanks, Logan.
Oh, that was cool.
Why did it sound like he was reading a script?
I know he was trying to make it up, but it did sound like he was reading a script. But we appreciate
he wrote it down.
Yeah. We appreciate that, Logan, man. Keep doing your thing. And here we got one more from Bradley.
Okay.
Bradleyson.
Hey, y'all, it's Bradford from the How Not to Sail podcast, and among the many things that I enjoy more than being a long-suffering Falcons fan is listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast. Congratulations, guys, on 200 episodes, and here's to many more. I'm having a beer right now to celebrate.
There you have it.
There you have it. Thank you, Bradley, of the How Not to Sail podcast. He's been really...
I got somebody over here, Rock.
Who do you got?
Somebody over here, Rock, that wants to...
Yeah,
put him on.
Hey, fellas.
It's Cleo McDowell.
Cleo McDowell?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, Darius, bitch.
Just making me a big mix today.
You got me confused with somebody else, bro.
So I came on the show.
Yeah, you got me confused with somebody else. I don't know who you are.
He didn't know.
We gonna bump you up from 7:25 to 7:50. Been wrecking the window spectacularly.
Extra McRib for $1 when you buy the McRib meal.
Oh, Miss McDowell. Miss McDowell. Now you come over here just to give Aries a hard time?
No. Aries is my best employee.
Well, we had our 200th episode. That's something good.
Yeah, well, keep him employed because I'm about to take him off the window.
Wow. All right. All right. Thank you, Cleo McDowell.
Hey, don't let the door no pitcher with a good low split you.
Yeah, we've been having some trouble in the window. Again. We've been having some trouble in the window. Aries say big mick, 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 and then they make five big micks, and then they only need one. So.
Wow. Fuck you, McDonald's.
See, this is what we've been doing for 7 years, you know. Craziness. You get all this craziness on this show. Nothing but craziness, but all right, fellas. Well, I guess we can start wrapping it up. I know some of y'all have your batteries are dying and stuff. And Hoop, I want to give you a major shout out for hanging out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, thank you, Hoop. Here. Yeah, man, it's a new record for Hoop.
I know, man.
Hey, man, I didn't think I would make it this long, but hey, here we are.
Here we are, man. You know?
Practice ran late.
And,
I'm literally looking at the practice right now. Yeah, you're right.
But, yeah, man. So, fellas, yeah, man. I mean, we've had a good ride, and we're still on it, man. And like I said, coming this year, man, you know, hopefully we can do some cooler things, some better things. I was hoping to have Mark on. Y'all have heard me talk about Mark for so long. I wanted him to jump on, but I guess he was a little busy. But we're working on some ideas and stuff, man, and trying to improve the show a little bit.
I feel like Mark is a ghost.
I know, right?
Once, but I feel like he's a ghost.
No, he's still, you know, he's doing his thing, man. You know, he's running his business and stuff, but he still, you know, looks out for us and helps us out with the post and stuff like that. So I want to give a shout out to Mark for sticking with us for so long, man. Mark, we really appreciate all your help and support, man. It's been quite a ride. But all right, fellas, well, I want to thank everybody for checking us out here at the What's Up Falcons podcast, our 200th episode. We just wrapping that up. And, we have a special edition 200th anniversary shirt, which I'm wearing. And it could be one of you. One of you can get it if you answer a trivia question, which we're still trying to figure out what that question can be. Any idea, fellas, what we can use? Like, I don't know.
What are you? I'm drawing a blank over here. I don't know.
Let's see. What can we do to win this?
Well, if we can get a male to tell us who is cutest player in the NFL is, I think we should get the shirt.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'll do, just to see if someone actually listened to this show. We'll see if they can name one of the trivia questions, and I can say what, Aries?
All right. I said, yeah, that sounds good.
All right. The trivia question would be, you know, the first time we heard from Aries. So if someone's listening and you can't know somebody from this show, if you can let us know.
We discussed that on the show.
I know. That's why I want to make sure they listen. If they listen and they get it right, then they'll get a shirt.
And it's the first one to ring in, right?
Yep, exactly. The first one that gets that right, you'll get a What's Up Falcons shirt with all our faces on it. So you won't forget us. I think that'll work. Just hit us up on our Twitter site at What's Up Falcons on Twitter. And once we get those in, we'll pick the winner. Well, the first one, whoever's the first one is. And if we find out that it's good, We'll send you the shirt, get your information, and send you out to church.
Congratulations, right. Angela and Maurice.
Yes.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. They deserve it.
Yeah, exactly. I should just give it to them. That's what I should give it to. Just Angela and Maurice. I'll put it like this. If I haven't heard from anybody within a couple days while this show been out, Angela and Maurice will get the shirt. All right, fellas. Well, is there anything y'all about the show y'all want to last remarks or whatever before we wrap this one up?
Who are you guys going for your Super Bowl picks?
Burrow Magic.
I'm riding with Hoop because Hoop got that right. I remember on the tweet. On our message. Same here, man. Yeah.
Burrow Magic.
Cincinnati look like they can't be stopped, man. They want it.
They shouldn't be there, but they just keep winning.
They're the underdog.
Definitely should not be there.
Yeah. But they want it. I mean, the Rams are looking good, but my DraftKings is going to go with Cincinnati. Well, most Cincinnati players. What do you think, Aries? What are you getting? You going Rams?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know. I'm kind of torn because Joe Burrow is playing like out of his mind right now.
Yep.
But I'm thinking if the Rams defense stands up to the challenge, then they shouldn't have a chance.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I'm torn.
Well, this has been the craziest playoffs I've seen in my entire life.
Right.
It has been the best postseason in the last 5 years, hands down.
I agree.
Definitely, definitely. So, well, it should be interesting, man, you know. So, we'll do another show after the Super Bowl and see if those predictions came true, and we can talk about it then for a Super Bowl show if y'all are cool with that after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because if the Rams defense can't stop Joe Burrow, then I'm going with Cincinnati. But if they can, if they do what they're supposed to do, then the Rams should win this by a long shot.
All right.
That sounds like a pick.
All right, man. Well, is there anything else before we wrap it up?
That's it. Big thanks to Sammy Socialite.
Yes, shout out to Sammy.
Can't believe you answered that question.
I was holding my breath every time,
but I wasn't surprised. I almost said, "Who's the cutest person in the show?" That's what
being. Oh Lord, I'm glad you didn't say that.
I would have DC'd. I'm sorry. I sure would have DC'd.
All right, yeah, Sammy, thanks for showing up, man. You know how we roll over here, but you're a great sport. We appreciate it. And thank all you guys for sending your shout outs, and we appreciate all the support. And you know, we'll keep it rolling. And don't forget to check us out at What's Up Falcons on SoundCloud. Not SoundCloud, god damn it, on iTunes. Exclusively at Armchair All American, Spotify, and wherever else you get your SoundCloud. Why am I keep saying SoundCloud? Your podcast. I know, right? Hey, it's a party in here. We're celebrating, y'all. Oh, before we go, one more thing. I'm going to send this out in style. Hold on. One more thing.
Please do.
Send this out in style. All right, y'all. Until next time, peace. For you, man. I can't do nothing for you, man. Let me know if you see him.
You sticky breath a lot.
Is it part here? It's coming up.
Yeah.
I used to do this shit, man. Boy. I do it in person. Q, what are you talking about? There you go. Me and Al used to do that in our college days. I had has some of these hairstyles, by the way, fellas.
Oh, we know.
I almost had a high top fade. Mine wasn't as big as kids, though. I was more like Play. Have you seen him yet, Aries?
No, I ain't seen her yet.
Yeah, boy! Yeah, Tisha Campbell.
Before she left Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah, seeing it, part.
Oh, okay.
All right,
fellas.
We got to head out of here.
All right, man. I appreciate it, fellas. Talk to y'all soon.
Peace.
See you next time.
See ya.
Playing the latest episode. What's up, Falcons?
Check out the What's Up Falcons podcast exclusively at armchairallamericans.com. Subscribe to the What's Up Falcons podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast at whatsupfalcons.com.